This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected scholars, respected elders, brothers and sisters, children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, on behalf of the Islamic Institute of Toronto, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our institution on this blessed day of Jum'ah. I'd like to particularly mention that we have Sheikh Saeed with us, and it's always good to have Sheikh visiting us at the IIT and also to hear his beautiful recitation. And while I'm on the theme of welcoming, I also want to welcome a number of visitors from overseas. We have some sisters from New York and from Florida, and it's always good to see you attending and gracing the Islamic Institute of Toronto with your presence. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you again and ask the volunteers to kindly go through the line. And once again, the money collected during this week and on a weekly basis go towards the defraying the cost of maintaining this building. And so those of you who are online, you can go on our website and with one click, you can make a donation. And those of you who are here, I once again implore you to kindly make a donation. If the brothers and sisters cannot get to you, there's always the volunteer, donation table in the lobby of the building that you can drop your donation in on your way out. I also want to remind you, brothers and sisters, we have been having some real difficulties and challenges with parking over the last several weeks, and this has not subsided. And this is particularly relating to parking in the business area just to the east of this property. Even last week, there was someone who parked blocking the entrance to the industrial building across the street. I don't need to tell you, brothers and sisters, as Muslims, one of the things that we should take pride in is our ability to be respectful of our neighbors. We haven't had this issue before, but it's increasingly becoming an issue. We have lots of parking on site and lots of parking on either side of Nielsen Road. We have managed to get permission from the city so you can park on both sides of the road. So please don't park on the train line, and I'm serious. Don't park on the train line and don't park if you can avoid it. Really, don't park on the neighbor's property, please. Jazakumullah khair. I also want to remind you that our programs will begin, inshallah, in September. All for Shuyuk have been engaged in programs. Sheikh Ahmed will be doing a program, The Giants of Islamic Civilization. Sheikh Musli will be doing an exposition of Surah Al-Azhab. Sheikh Abdullah Hakim Quick will be doing a program on minarets and thrones. And also Sheikh Abdul Hamid has a program. All these programs start towards the first week of September, and they run for the entire fall semester. So check the website, islam.ca. And if you can attend one of these courses, please do so. Also, we have hundreds of courses that are on demand on the website. So again, if you miss a course, you can always go on the website and do some retrospection on some of those courses that have been offered already. A couple of also very quick announcements. We're seeing what's happening across the globe in Bangladesh. We've seen the flooding significantly impact, lots of lives being lost, billions of dollars being destroyed in property. So I'm going to ask, if you're able to make a donation, please go on your website and make a donation to one of your one of the international charity. Empathia is also one of those institutions. You can Google them on Google, and you can also make a donation through them. They are a registered charity, and Islamic Institute of Toronto would also be making a donation from our Zakat fund on behalf of the community in Toronto, and particular with the IIT. And don't forget, the devastation, the chaos, the crisis, the genocide continues in Palestine. Over 90% of the population has been displaced, and there has been more destruction of property in Palestine ever in the history of warfare. So think about that for a second. Think about what has happened in Palestine, and think about our brothers and sisters all across the globe that are suffering from these very difficult and very challenging situation. And finally, we are scheduled to open our academy in September. We have a very few spaces in grade 6. All the other classes have been fully subscribed to. So if you have a child who is eligible to attend school and is eligible for grade 6, you can register them IIT quickly. Other than that, the classes are completely full. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our khatib today is Sheikh Musli.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala al-fanan.
حي على الفناء الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه وما استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ثم أما بعد Brothers and sisters, on this blessed day and hour of Yom al-Jum'ah, as we make dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Bangladesh, and throughout the Muslim world, let us also take a moment to remember our brothers and sisters, the Rohingya Muslims of Burma. On August the 25th, we'll mark 7 years since the genocide. And until this day, our brothers and sisters, that part of the world, the Rohingya Muslims, still struggle to be humanized in their own country, to be recognized as citizens, to be given basic rights. The pain, the struggle to simply survive and be human is a constant one. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to also give them peace and stability. And our brothers and sisters in Palestine and throughout the Muslim world, may Allah Azza wa Jalla give us all ease and strength. Allahumma ameen. Ayyuha al-ahbab, let's all go for a journey. This journey I want to take you on is a journey that is discussed in Surah Al-Fajr. Listen to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي These ayat address the first time you and I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So step away from this world for a moment. And what are the things that come to mind when you think about, I'm going to meet him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live our entire lives to prepare for this meeting. And this is the first of perhaps many that will come. The believer is happy. The believer is in a state of joy and peace. Because for the believer, there is nothing more fulfilling and beloved in anything that we can fathom or imagine than meeting him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even an eternal life in Jannah can equal one meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal. So it begins. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ Arabic students, this ayah, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ The ha is what we say in Arabic, أَهَاءُ التَّنْبِيهِ It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling out and getting the attention of who? نَفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ نَفْسٌ is usually translated as soul. It's not a very good translation. There isn't one in English. So for the sake of today's khutbah, we'll translate nafsun as the self, you and I, the person. So it's our soul, it's our character, our personality, our emotions, all that make up you and me. Allah says, Ya ayyatuha nafs. He calls out to this nafs and describes that this nafs is mutma'inna. Mutma'inna. Imagine if you have a pot of milk. You turn on the stove, but you leave it there. What eventually starts to happen? It starts to boil over. Mutma'inna is when you calm it down. You calm yourself down. You want to react. You want to cross these boundaries. Allah sets certain limitations for us, what we say and how we say it, what we do and how we do it. But the nafs is constantly pulled to do more. You might have heard people say to you, you know, I'm a sharpshooter. I say whatever I feel. And if somebody likes it, they like it. If they don't, that's their problem. And unfortunately, lots of Muslims do that as well. And it's not a quality to be proud of. As a matter of fact, it's a shameful quality to have. To have this lack of courtesy and care for how others might feel based on what you say or do. That's mutma'inna. You're constantly being pulled, but you hold yourself back. You pause, you stop. You don't want yourself to cross any boundaries, especially in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now put this together. Allah says, hey you, nafsul mutma'inna, this calm, peaceful, and content individual. Side point, there are three types of nafs mentioned in the Quran. One of them you just heard, nafsul mutma'inna. The other type is nafsul la'ammaratum bisu, which is only found in Surah Yusuf. This is the nafs where you don't control it. It controls you. There are people who cannot control what they say or do. They can't. They've developed a lifestyle or a habit. Whatever I feel, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to say. And we see examples of this daily throughout the world. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us strength. Allahumma ameen. The third type is nafsil lawwama. Nafsil lawwama is the nafs when it feels remorse and regret. You know, when you do something wrong, a little voice comes inside of you and tells you, makes you feel bad. Why'd you do that? You could have been patient. You could have done better. You should have not made that decision. There's other decisions. This little voice starts to talk to you, and all of a sudden you start to feel regret. You start to feel guilty. That's this nafs, the third type. But what's mentioned in the ayah is the best of them. It's the one that we're all striving for to hold on to. Nafsul mutma'inna. Now you have this soul that's being pulled in all directions, but you kept it under control. One more point about this ayah. I find it amazing. Allah is talking to the nafs. He doesn't say believers, believing men, mu'mini or mu'minat or muslimin, muslima, none of those titles. Allah talks to the real you and the real me. Young students, soon you're getting back to your routine, aren't you? You're going to get back to the same environment with the pressure of trying to fit in or being pulled to be someone you're not. When you're home with family during this break, it's great. You get to be yourself, and you're with your family that also appreciates the way you are, being yourself. But when you're in an environment that's constantly pressuring you to do the opposite, this is where the challenge comes. Allah tells us, even when that happens, even if you find yourself, man, this is not me. This is not the way I talk. This is not the way that I should act. If my parents saw me the way I behave today, they'll be shocked. They wouldn't even know I'm their kid. If that happens to you, don't fear. Because Allah still sees the real you. It's in there somewhere. It got lost. May have got lost and distracted, confused. But Allah says, you're still there. Find that true nafs in you. Nafsul mutma'inna. Next ayah. Now that Allah is pleased, the believer must wonder. Listen to it. Irji'i ila rabbik. Go back to your master. Two things are mentioned. Radiyatan mardiyya. Pay attention to these two words. You know, if you and I, when we meet Allah, we might be in a state of joy and happiness. What if Allah is not pleased and not happy to meet me? It's one thing when you and I are happy and we're joyful and we anticipate that moment. It's a whole nother thing. How will Allah react? Will He be pleased with how I lived my life? The choices I made? So listen to the ayah. Radiyah is me and you. You're gonna feel content and happy about this meeting. Mardiyah, Allah is also happy with you. Remember these two words. Radiyah, it's you and me, we're pleased. Now to get it out of our heads that we don't feel scared or wonder, what is Allah gonna do to me? I know He might be upset and throw all of that out the window. For the believer, especially the one who has that nafsul mutma'inna, Allah says, don't worry. I am mardiyah. I am pleased to have you come back. May Allah Azza wa Jal count all of us from amongst them. When we meet Him, when our time comes to meet Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else matters in this world. We pray that Allah is pleased with us and pleased with the time that He blesses all of us. Allahumma ameen. Radiyatan mardiyah. Now look what happens. Allah is pleased with us. We are pleased with Allah. This is the perfect situation. But to Allah, there's never an equal transaction. You don't do one thing for Allah and you get one reward or barakah. Allah is always going to give you more and more. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does for the servant that strives to please Him. Next, Allah says, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Go, فَدْخُلِي. Nothing in between, this A and the other. So it's as if Allah is saying, I'm pleased with you. You're pleased to meet me. I'm pleased to have you back. Just go. فَدْخُلِي. No delay. Nothing to hold you back. Just go. But it doesn't say where you're going. فَدْخُلِي. Doesn't say Jannah. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Go amongst my slaves. Who are these slaves? Inshallah, a time will come for all of us. When we enter Jannah, inshallah, you're going to see faces of the righteous men and women all around you. You're going to look to your one side, the left side, you'll see there's Abu Bakr. There's Asiya radiallahu anha. There's Maryam. You're going to look on the other side, you're going to see Umar radiallahu anhu. You're going to see other companions, other pious men and women. And in between all of that, you didn't know, but there's your mom. There's your dad. There's your son and your daughter. And there's a spot there waiting for you. And in the center, in the middle of all of this, it's the leader of all servants. There he is, the man who you tried your very best to reflect your life after. The man you love more than yourself and your family and your children. The man that you tried to live your life as closest to as possible. There he is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waiting to welcome and greet you. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. If you think this is pretty amazing, it's only the beginning. We haven't even started of what Allah prepares for the righteous one. It happens now in the last ayah. Allah says, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. And enter. Listen to the language. Allah doesn't say enter Jannah, enter my Jannah. Not enter Jannah, enter my Jannah, Jannati. Why? What's the difference? You know, some of the scholars give us some things to think about. Perhaps the reason why Allah mentions Jannah as my Jannah in this ayah is to perhaps allude to the possibility for that nafsul mutma'inna, that calm and sweet nafs, Allah prepared something unique and special just for you. We want Jannah. That's what we want. You know, some students will tell me, I don't even need a house in Jannah. I can be on the street somewhere as long as I'm in Jannah. But to Allah, because your soul pulled you in life and you kept holding back and keeping the soul calm, this nafs calm, this you calm, that is something enormous in the sight of Allah. So perhaps there is something reserved, really special for all of us, inshallah ta'ala. Here's something else to think about. In this entire surah, Jannah is mentioned at the end in the last ayah of the last word. That's when Jannah is mentioned. When we think about doing what's right for the pleasure of Allah, the believer always thinks, I'm doing this for Allah so Allah can give me Jannah. So in other words, we're thinking about Jannah, and it's the thing that encourages us to keep doing the right thing. We want Jannah bi-iznillah. You learn something from the pattern of the surah. Jannah is mentioned at the end, because Jannah isn't going anywhere. That is guaranteed for you and I, inshallah. It's guaranteed bi-iznillah. But Allah pulls us to think about something more important. The real you is the one that by default naturally finds peace and pleasure serving Allah. That is more important than anything else. If Allah out of His mercy gives me Jannah, walhamdulillah. And the great thing about that is Allah promised us we will have Jannah throughout the Quran. So we know it's there. And we know it's a promise, inshallah. But finally, brothers and sisters, it's about me and you. And for the students, today's reminder is especially for you. Because when you go back into that environment and the real you is pulled in all sorts of directions, and you come home and your parents are like, how'd you become like this? Who do you take after? Where'd you learn that from? How do you speak this way? You want to dress that? They're totally shocked. Where's all of this coming from? That's a sign that the nafs got pulled the wrong way and you didn't control. You didn't stop that. Allah is telling us, we all have what it takes to keep the nafs under control. And that is a magnificent place to be in the sight of Allah. When you have your nafs under control, you have your life under control. And when you have your life under control, inshallah, you are guaranteed the pleasure, the acceptance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Jannah. May Allah azza wa jal enter all of us in Jannah. Ya Rabbi, when we meet you for that first meeting, Ya Rabbi, allow all of us to taste the pleasure of being welcomed with your forgiveness, with your mercy, and with your acceptance. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa risa'il muslimin min kulli dham. فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. And in conclusion, brothers and sisters, I want to take this last moment and pray, and especially for our sons and daughters. As you prepare yourself to go back, We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to preserve the message of the Quran and Sunnah in the hearts of our lives, but especially in the hearts of our sons and daughters. May Allah Azza wa Jal preserve Islam in their hearts and in their lives. If they still struggle to see the beauty of this deen, may Allah Azza wa Jal facilitate a path that is pleasing to Him, our sons and daughters, and all of us. We continue to see the beauty of this deen, and we do our best to hold on. And if you lose your way, it's going to happen. I'm going to lose my way at times. You're going to lose your way at times. We ask Allah, bring us back and keep us on a path you are pleased with, that you are satisfied with. And finally, ayyuhal ahbab, we ask Allah for a righteous ending. Ya Rabbi, bless all of us with a husnul khawatim, a righteous ending, an ending that you are pleased with, an ending where the nafs meets you, Ya Rabbi, and you are pleased with. May Allah Azza wa Jal enter all of us in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la with our beloved family, friends, companions, and especially with our Rasul, salawatu Rabbi, wassalamuhu alayhi. We send peace and blessings to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Allah has ordered us to do so when he says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma aghfir al muslimina wal muslimat, wal mu'minina wal mu'minat, يا منهم الأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي غزة وجميع بلدان المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحم موتاهم وموتى المسلمين. اللهم اشفي مرضاهم ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
نجيب،
استووا اعتدلوا، please make sure the lines are straight shoulder to shoulder. استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.